The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace be yours from the triune God. Isn't this just great? It's springtime, it's warm, the vibrant colors of spring, even on some toenails I saw. And all of those vibrant colors have replaced the beige of the winter time. And we're here together, some of us virtually, which is also such a blessing that we can be church gathered in multiple places all at once. And indeed, I recall last fall being warned about how hard this last winter was going to be. And I don't know about for you, but I think that generally speaking, it was pretty brutal this last winter time. To continue to see cases climb, to continue to see loved ones only online, to celebrate Christmas without a candlelit rendition of Silent Night in perfect harmony. But we did it, and for good reason. And we're seeing more and more light each day and the signs of spring in our social lives. But I can't help but wonder, what will post-COVID look like for us? We're not there yet. We're still in this pesky in-between time. We can't jump into the deep end just yet. But in this time between, I think we ought to reflect on what we want to create out of this new start that we have. A few weeks back, we tried our hand at pruning. And I have to say that I am not a master gardener. I don't really know what I'm doing, but the internet gives some hints. But it is the season for such things. And when my dad first asked me to cut down the lilac bush, I cringed. I love that plant. I remember the gorgeous scent filling my childhood. And the beautiful, delicate purple blooms, more plenteous than you can count. I balked at the prospect of bringing it to just 8 inches. Ugh. But as I looked at it again, I saw just how overgrown it was. And frankly, it had become quite sad. It towered some 9 feet high, but only a fraction of the branches had the hint of new leaves from the springtime. It was not the bush that I'd remembered. It needed tending. It indeed needed a new start from the ground up. And as we saw it through the branches, the tangle of them showed itself all the more. So we pulled and turned and manipulated those branches to parse them apart. It was a lot of work. And for now, it looks pretty pathetic, to be honest. There will be no fragrance this year, but without the pruning, the plant is overtaken by branches that fail to produce. This last year, we felt what it is like to be pruned, haven't we? Our lives have been cut back, our social connections reined in. We went from schedules chock full with events, parties, conferences, and all of the travel that goes with that, to being stuck in our houses with the occasional cautious trip out to the grocery store. It was painful to see the really important things set aside. But I think we've also had a chance to reevaluate what is really important. Maybe the hustle and bustle that filled our lives was too much. Maybe some of those things got in the way of the more important things. Maybe there were parts of our lives that were overgrown and failed to bring fruit to our lives. I know for me, I've been thinking a lot about it, counting the number of truly important things that got set aside for the sake of busyness. So where do we go from here? I think that Jesus' message to the disciples gives us some guidance. Jesus brings this metaphor to light for us this morning. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. It's about fruit, not just paring back for no reason at all. But it's not in the what is your economic output kind of way, how much money do you make? I think that that's pervaded our thinking as Americans about, you know, how much are we gonna lose this year? We have a difficult time finding our value when we can't work. But Jesus isn't talking about the almighty dollar as our benchmark. He says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. And Jesus says, those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Our relationship to Jesus is what determines what we bear. Following his way, we will bear much fruit. But what Jesus doesn't tell us here is what that fruit is. So we're going to let scripture interpret scripture here. And I'm gonna add in a little bit of a camp song. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We hear that in Galatians and at camp, because camp is great. But let us return to John for a moment, because we hear this from Jesus. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So in other words, the fruit is that which gives life. We know that we abide in Jesus when we have fullness of life, and when those around us do too. Not just full schedules, but fullness of life. One of the most difficult things that we've wrestled with this year as a nation besides COVID is our past and our present with regard to racial justice. We've had our assumptions that everyone gets a fair shot challenged. Our eyes have been opened to the way that our society denies abundant life and life itself to Black and brown bodies. Much like the pruning back of our world due to COVID, the process of recognizing and excising behaviors and attitudes, even those unconscious ones, and the systems which perpetuate these, it's painful. It's painful to confront the ways we've caused harm and the ways we've been complicit with structures that benefit some and disadvantage many. We've not contributed to the flourishing of all our siblings. Now, were we left to this hard work alone, we'd despair. Figuring out for us what is life-affirming for ourselves is an obstacle in itself. And rebuilding our society to affirm all life, given the complexity of our world, well, it's pretty much impossible. But that is if it were ours to accomplish alone. But the good news of this gospel today is this. You are the branches. Jesus is the vine. God is the vine grower. You are the branches. The abundant life we speak of is God's life in us as we abide in Jesus through the Spirit. Jesus is the vine. Jesus is the one who gives us life. Jesus provides for us what we need to produce good fruit. And God is the vine grower. God decides when and how much to prune. That can be a scary thought when it comes to what will be pruned in us. But it is also a comforting thought in this. God is cultivating us. God has not left us to grow wild. Though our branches may be tangled and twisted, God is at work in us with care and intention so that we bear good fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You are the branches provided for by the true vine. Jesus, whose life overcame even death, brings us life and life in abundance. Abide in him. Put your trust in the vine grower. Watch as God cultivates in us all that is needed for our world. Where things have been cut back, God promises new growth in line with what God created us to be. Amen.